This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 9th of November. The general synopsis at 18000. High, northwest Trafalgar, 1029, slow moving with little change. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north Utsira, south Utsira, 40s. Southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in South Utsira and 3 elsewhere. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Cromarty, southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 3 at times in west. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Fourth, Tyne Dogger, variable mainly southeast 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight, southeast 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, east or southeast becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth, easterly or southeasterly but northeasterly at first in Portland, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in north, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. North Biscay, variable 2 to 4, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. South Biscay, westerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 later, occasional rain, perhaps thundery at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Trafalgar, variable 3 or less, becoming northeasterly 3 or 4, except in far northwest, mainly fair, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Seoul, cyclonic becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Fitzroy, rain or showers, perhaps thundery in Fitzroy, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southeasterly veering southerly then, westerly later in west Fastnet 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times, occasional drizzle, fog patches later in west Fastnet, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in west Fastnet. Shannon, Rockall, south or southeast, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6, rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, south or southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Bailey, rain or drizzle at times, fog patches in Bailey, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Bailey. Fair Isle, southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in east and 3 in west. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Faroes, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 later in west. Occasional rain, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 1 at first in far northwest, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6. Rain, fog patches, moderate to very poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, southeast by south 5, mist 6 miles, 1022, now rising. Stornoway, southwest by south 3, 14 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Lerwick, south 4, 12 miles, 1026, falling more slowly. Wick Automatic, south 4, mist 4 miles, 1023, steady. Aberdeen, south 3, 5 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Lucas, east by south 1, mist 3 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Boomer, south southeast 3, 8 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Bridlington, southeast 3, 1024, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 2, 2 miles, 1024. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast 3, 1022, steady. Jersey, east by south 1, mist 5 miles, 1021, now falling. Channel light vessel automatic, northeast 4, 1022. Scilly automatic, south southeast 3, 6 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Milford Haven, east southeast 3, 5 miles, 1022, now falling. Aberporth, south southeast 4, 5 miles, 1022, steady. Valley, northeast by east 2, 7 miles, 1023, steady. Liverpool Crosby, southeast 3, mist 2 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Valencia, east southeast 3, 24 miles, 1018, now falling. Ronald's Way, southeast by east 3, mist 3 miles, 1024, steady. Malin Head, east southeast 3, 12 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, southeast 3, 5 miles, 1023, rising slowly. And finally, the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure over Europe and low pressure over the Mid-Atlantic will continue to bring a predominantly southeasterly airflow to the United Kingdom through Saturday. Conditions will remain largely settled with light to moderate winds across the southeast and moderate to strong winds across the northwest. Clearer, fresher conditions will then arrive into the north and west on Sunday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, variable 2 to 4 in west, southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5 in east, occasionally 6 at first in east, occasional drizzle in east, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in far north, becoming variable 2 to 4 in south, drizzle at times, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or southeast 2 or 3, becoming variable 2 or less, then west or southwest 3 or 4 later, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, variable 3 or less, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4 later, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey Bell, variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Selsey Bell to Lyme Regis, northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in west, becoming variable 3 or less, occasional drizzle at first, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northeasterly at first in east, otherwise southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, drizzle at times, moderate or good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, easterly or southeasterly, veering southerly later in west, 3 or 4, occasionally 2 in east, drizzle at times, moderate or good. St. David's Head to Great Ormond Head, including St. George's Channel, southeasterly, becoming variable for a time in north, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later to the west of Anglesey, fair until later in north, otherwise occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Great Ormond Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable mainly southeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Isle of Man, southeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in south, increasing 6 at times later in north, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in North Channel, mainly fair, moderate or good. Malav Kintyre to Ardmerchan Point. Southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in west, decreasing 3 at times, close inshore. Occasional drizzle at first, moderate or good. Ardmerchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4 until later near Sutherland, otherwise southerly 3 to 5, increasing 6 later in south and west. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Shetland Isles, south or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that wraps things up for us here at BBC Radio 4. Remember, there is a whole world of Radio 4 on BBC Sounds, an extraordinary back catalogue of programmes to choose from. We are back live with Alan Smith at 20 past 5 this morning. We'll join the World Service in a couple of minutes. Until then, this is Vijay Alice. Thank you so much for your company. Have a peaceful night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Taipei and New York. Coming up on the programme, the man who might be President Trump's new trade representative, the man who had that job in his first administration. So what's Robert Lighthizer likely to do? And what about Donald Trump's pledge to remove undocumented migrants? What would that do to the US economy? Also today, we meet the Scottish man who's landed his dream job, alone on a remote Australian island. Why in Sweden now you'll have to prove why you have a smart car or a super yacht. And as film critics have a conference in Saudi Arabia, do we really care anymore what they think about what we watch? That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US Justice Department says it's charged a man in connection with an alleged plot ordered by Iran's Revolutionary Guards to assassinate President-elect Donald Trump. The US authorities say they've not arrested Farhad Shakari, who's believed to be in Iran, but two men connected with the plot have been arrested. More details from Neda Taufik.
The FBI and the Department of Justice say that an Afghan national who actually immigrated to the United States as a child but then spent time in prison and was therefore deported to Iran, that he came forward with intelligence, which he said was based on his conversations with Iranian officials who had hired him to assassinate Donald Trump. Now, he says he was told by officials in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that money was no object, and they wanted him to come up with a plan and recruit others in his criminal network to assassinate Donald Trump within 7 days.
It's emerged that Elon Musk took part in a phone call between President Zelensky and Donald Trump after his election victory. One Ukrainian official said Mr. Zelensky thanked the tech billionaire for providing Ukraine with his Starlink communication network. There's been widespread concern that a second Trump presidency could mean an end to US support for Ukraine. Residents of a territory belonging to Mauritius have told the BBC they're concerned that India is building a secret military base on their island. India's made no comment, and Mauritius says its police are in full control. Jacob Evans reports.
Located 1,100 kilometres north of the main island of Mauritius, Agalega is a remote outpost of just 350 people. But back in 2015, a confidential agreement was signed allowing India to fully finance and construct a new runway, jetty and a host of other community projects, all of which were in